What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, a motivational MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. And we are back, you guys, with another episode here on the Naima B Show. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to even just share this great news today. Like, August 15th in LA. Honestly, what is today's date? I don't even know what today's date is. August the 15th in LA is Nipsey Hussle Day. When I tell you, like, I really think I'm gonna try to make it my way to be in LA on that day, like, at some point, because that's beautiful. That is so beautiful that they did that for Nipsey Hussle. It's well deserved. He ran a marathon. He came in as a community. Like, Nipsey Hussle was amazing. Nipsey Hussle's music, and it's just beautiful. Lauren London did a wonderful, wonderful speech, and in her speech, she just pretty much was just like, Nipsey would be so honor to receive this, and Nipsey's message to you would be to continue the marathon, continue your marathon until God says it's over. Continue to race. Don't stop. Be able to look at that star and know that Nipsey wants you to continue your own personal marathon. So that just did it for me. I was crying, y'all. I mean, just boo-hooing, because Nipsey really, really, really did set. He made a difference. He really, really made a difference. He made a difference in the community. He really did. He was different. And you know what? And I don't want people to, I need people to understand this. A lot of people didn't know who Nipsey Hussle was. A lot of people didn't listen to his music like that. Even when Victory Lap came out, a lot of people didn't buy it. A lot of people did, but then a lot of people didn't. You know what I mean? So on both ends of the spectrum, Nipsey Hussle wasn't as big as he is now once he died. You know what I mean? And he was very, very, very highly underrated. Underrated 100%. And whoever wants to argue me down, let's go. Let's go. You're not going to argue me down on the fact that niggas was not really, he wasn't top five in a lot of nigga shit. He wasn't top 10 in a lot of nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? But it just seems like after his death, he became bigger, which is great. And he was recognized so much. But what he was recognized was for the things that he's done in the community. Now, that's what he was recognized for. You know what I mean? Being a nigga in the community. Whenever we thought of Nipsey Hussle, we just thought of Nipsey Hussle being in the community. So the fact that he died in the community was legacy. It was legacy. It was legacy. It was definitely, definitely legacy. And it's still so unreal that it happened, but it happened. And it's just so beautiful to see Lauren London just being able to still stand, you know, through it all. So shout out to Nipsey Hussle and his Walk of Fame. I definitely want to take a look at that. If you guys haven't checked it out, I actually have a video when I went to LA right after Nipsey Hussle died, and I got the whole, like, the war mural thing that they got out there on my channel, YouTube, Naima Bennett. Let's go. What else do I want to talk about? There has been so many. I can talk about all the deaths that's been going on, because there's been a lot. There's been a lot in my family. A lot of family members have been passing away. R.I.P. to my cousin Andre. I haven't seen him since I was like 9 years old. 9 years old, 10 years old, playing in Queens, acting bad. I always hung out with the boys, all right? We always have fun. I had girl cousins that were fun too, but like, so we were cool. We were the same age pretty much, almost. He was a little bit older than me, but he just died. I think he died definitely in July. Shout out to my Uncle Milton, my cousin Jennifer. I love you, cuzzo. My heart is with you guys. That hurt. Like, he just died of a heart attack, y'all. Like, so it's crazy. At 36, it's crazy. It's crazy. And that's why I just want to be able to shed light. Like, let's just keep sharing our light. Like let's just keep shedding our light. You know, I was watching this podcast and this girl just started singing this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. It's a lot going on. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And that's all, period. In later news, what else do I want to talk about? There's a couple of things. I don't even... I don't know if I want to go there. So... because it's messy, but I feel like I want to say it because I feel like the truth is going to kind of come out in the end. So, if you guys haven't been tuned into Carisha, please. So, this is what I'm going to say. If JT goes solo, I wish JT the best. JT, you have my flowers in advance. Not trying to break you guys up, but I feel like you guys are already broken up. Okay. Or we could just say broken, or, you know, okay. And the reason why I say that is because you gotta have your third eye open when you're watching things. You gotta see through. One thing that I love about video is not gonna tell any lie. You can edit all you want to, but if you're looking directly at somebody, you can tell. Body language speaks, eyes speak, gestures speak. It's all a part of psychology. I knew them girls. Then I don't know what I was gonna call them hoes. I knew them girls ain't talked to each other in a very long time. Did you see how JT said, "Congrats, congratulations"? And she was like, "Oh, thank you." Yeah, she didn't know about it. They didn't know about it. There's not that. Look, I want to be the new host on the Breakfast. I would love to be the new host on the Breakfast Club. They said they looking for people. I need to figure out how can I be on it, you know, because I feel like I'm gonna come in front of a lot of the celebrities and face to face and stuff like that. So I do want to be careful with what I say, but I do want to say, if I just kind of feel like something is just really not that right with me, I do want to be able to address it. I do want to be able to feel free to say it, you know what I mean? I do want to feel like, they say freedom of speech is not really freedom of speech, but I do want to feel free to speak my mind and say what I want to say, just in case I do come in front of one of them. But you could tell JT and Young Miami do not have a real friendship like that. Okay. Call it like it is. Tell the truth, honey. She couldn't even look JT in her eyes half of the time. Half of the time she was saying things, oh, well respected, but you can't even look JT in the eye. And then you kept, look how many times JT brought up, if we go solo, then I ain't gonna be Young Miami no more. You're not Young Miami no more. You clearly are Carisha. You clearly have been identifying yourself as Carisha. You have your own talk show. You've already rebranded yourself. So how you gonna say if JT goes solo, then I'm not Young Miami anymore? Like you so wrong. That's like a client telling me, if you ever leave and expand to LA, I'm never talking to you again. Like, if you ever become greater than you are right now, you'll never see me. Or not even that, but you know what I mean? Just that. Why would you try to dumb me down when you already doing your shit? You already doing your thing. You already up there. You already taking the lead. At this point, you could interview anybody. You just interview Diddy. You just interview Kevin Gates. At this point, you can interview anybody. Your bag is all the way up. How dare you try to put a curse and try to put a spell on JT, and you already up. How dare you try to dim her light and you already up? That shit is wrong. I don't care what nobody say. That shit is so wrong, yo. And I'm going to have to speak my mind because we ain't even got Wendy no more. So we don't got Wendy no more. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying we don't have Wendy anymore. I'm just saying right now at this point. You know what I'm saying? At this point, I'm talking about right now. I'm praying that she comes back. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that she comes back. I'm hoping that all of this is a lie and this isn't real. But I've seen so many things. I've seen so many things already. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to leave that at that. But anyways, I want to talk about something lighter because that was something that just was aggy to me, man. How dare you try to hinder this woman's light? Like, you suck as a human. So, yeah, you guys. 13-13. I'm just going to go ahead and finish with this because that kind of made me aggy or whatever. But nah, what else y'all want to talk about? Let's see. I could keep going for like 30 minutes. I could do 30 minutes. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle Day. Shout out to Carisha, please continue to, you know, I'm going to keep watching. I ain't going to tell no lie. You know, I had my piece to say on that part, but I'm going to keep watching the show. And, you know, good to see different people's personalities and stuff like that. Kevin Gates, you are hilarious as hell. You are funny as hell. You're crazy as hell, and it is what it is. It is what it is. Everybody not going to be the same, so it's nice. It's cool to see my brother, you know, another brother with a feather on his hat, and you know, show all of that, and you know, his own little spiritual world. And I guess there's probably more people like him, and you know, it's funny. It's cool to see different people's spirituality, and what 2022 has literally just showed you that everybody has a different spirituality. Period. Everybody has their own spirituality, and that is something that you cannot take from nobody. You can't take somebody's spirituality away from them, because what they believe is what they believe. Point blank, period. You try to argue somebody down about what they believe, you're going to be arguing all day long. My opinion is my opinion. Whether you take it and take heed to it, listen to it, throw it out the window, have your opinion on it, that is what you're going to do. And that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with any of it. I begin to really, really amp, really hype. But at 10:30, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start editing my video, my next video. There was a video that I wanted to post you guys, and I'm not going to post it just because I'm not. Sometimes in life, things change. You know what? Some things in life, things change. And it, you know what the funny, another ha-ha thing is that you can see how one something could be one way at that time and see how something can be completely different in a whole nother time. And with that being said, I'm on to another video. And this video is going to be really, really cool because it doesn't make any sense at all. The crazy thing about this video is I got a boot, you guys, for no reason in Atlanta, Georgia, somewhere downtown. You know how all them buildings are around there, there's nowhere to park, so you gotta find a little parking, you know what I mean, and you gotta, you know, go in all of that, do all of that. So I find this parking and you gotta pay to park. I think it was like $10, $20, you guys, I don't even remember, but I paid to park and I wanted to get my flats or something like that. Oh, I left my heels in the car. Yup, that's what I did. I was like, okay, I'm going to leave my heels in the car because I didn't have them on yet. And I'm going to walk to get this little thing paid, do all that back and forth with my sandals. And then when I get back to the car, I'm going to put my heels on and So I do that, get back to the car. The sticker, the little ticket thingy, you guys, I left it on the damn passenger seat. I didn't even put it in the window. And the way that it works is if it's not in the window, they're going to take a picture of it not being in the window and they're going to give you a boot. And that's exactly what the guy did. So I went to my friend, my client's baby shower, and literally they gave me a boot, you guys. So that video is coming up today, hopefully before it's 10 11 12 1 2 3. Yes, it does take about, like, it takes really about 8 good hours, but if I'm just like boom 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 boom, I can try to get it out by 3 p.m. So let's see. If not, I'll probably get it out before tonight is over, like 8 p.m. but the video is definitely coming out today because my goal now is to do at least 4 videos a week, which is doable, which is doable. As funny as my life is, you guys, it just seems like we're just, you know, one day at a time. I don't even know how it's becoming like this, but it's definitely funny. And I want to start doing skits and all of that kind of stuff. I want to see what skits look like. I don't even know what that looks like, but I did say that this year, 2022 2023, I'm up in my entertainment, and this is me up in my entertainment, period. Doing my shows, doing my my podcast every single morning. So I'm dropping podcasts every single morning at 10 a.m. This is just what I do. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you like. I don't even think you can like this. I think the only thing that you could do is probably just share it and just listen. Tune in. I'm giving you all the latest, greatest news. That's, I mean, not really, but just mainly just what I feel like I want to share on my heart. You know what I'm saying? Like Lauren London's message, keep going. You know, every day is a message to keep going. Every day that we wake up is a blessing. Every day that we wake up is a blessing. So make sure you guys subscribe to my channel for that video that's going to be up tonight. And how are y'all feeling? How are you guys feeling right now? Honestly, I feel better when I am progressively when I'm progressively moving forward, period. Whether that is my house clean, whether that is I'm saving money. You know, saving money feels great, especially when you have a child. Especially when you have a child, because they always in need of something. So saving money, you guys, feels so good. I feel relieved a little bit. It's a sense of relief, kind of. What else? I said I was gonna get into real estate. I do want to get into real estate, but I'm just like, oof, I gotta find a time. But whatever you want, you're gonna do. There's no such thing as time, so there's no such thing as time. Whatever you want, you're gonna do. You're gonna put your mind to it, you're gonna do it. It seems like such a simple message, but it's just the truth. That's how we are wired. That is exactly how we are wired. Shout out to me doing my own lashes, you guys. I'm not telling no lie. These lashes look good. The only thing is, I gotta stay on top of me doing them, and they're just gonna get better and better. But you know, usually, typically, I get my lashes done every single 2 weeks. So, you know, I typically spend about $200 a month on my lashes, but it's looking like I might be doing my own for a little while fall is coming. And, you know, it's just a lot going on. It's a lot going on. And I'll just be doing my own lashes, but my lashes are going to be done, and they're going to look like there's some extensions, but they're not going to be extensions. They are actually individual extensions, but the only thing about these is I got to, like, fill them in, like, every 2 days, you know? They just don't last the whole 2 weeks. It's, like, I just got to be more conscious on how I look a lot more. So, that's completely fine. Oh, Mom. But, you guys, I'm excited today. I have a client coming in. I'm so excited about the colors that she's getting in. I hear she's getting like these nice fall, leading in the fall reds, these light red browns. Oh, oh, it's gonna look so pretty. Ooh, it's gonna be so pretty. And with my hair, I think I'm about to go rose gold. I have this wig, and I think I'm about to go rose gold on it, just for something a little bit different. Or I might wear my hair like this. I don't know. I feel like I've been wearing it long already, and it's only been a few days, but nobody even really seen me with it. But I feel like I had it for a week already, and I'm ready to change my hair again. But I don't even think I really did much video with this hair, so I need to stop playing and do some video. I need to film. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna film as well today. Find some time to do that. It's crazy how quickly 24 hours go by. Like, that is probably the craziest thing, that 24 hours go by so fast. The fact that it's 10:26 right now is absolutely nuts. But what are y'all plans for the rest of the year? So far, I don't even really know what my plans for the rest of the year are. I'm just over here. Just like, why is this time going by so fast? It's about to be September, October, November, December. It's 4 more months left to the year. September, October, November, December. Okay, so those of you who follow me, I'm going to give you something. Number 4 months of the year. This is the last. If you can break the year up into threes, or you can break the years up into quadrants. If you break the gizzards up into threes, this is the last straw. Okay, breaking it up into threes can be like your bigger goals. Breaking it up into fours can be your smaller goals. So for your bigger goals, it should be like if your goal is 175 pounds by the end of the year, when September starts, it's just like BITCH. What have you done? What have you done? You have 4 more months left to get it together. So I like to break my year up into either three and four, you know what I mean, depending on the goal. So that's something that is very, very smart to do. But anyways, you guys, I love y'all. I think that's all I have to say. And I'm going to definitely be more consistent on my podcast, because I really enjoy talking. I enjoy all of this. So yeah, make sure you guys shop my hair collection, NaimaBennett.co. If you would like to book a one-on-one mentor session, coaching session, NaimaBennett.co as well. I love to hear from you all. Talk to you later. Bye.